Then same guy, Mr. Melvin Joseph, 8/19/47. This is 9/24/25. So this is a face to face on 9/24/25. Melvin is a 78-year-old black gentleman who is seen today for face-to-face evaluation for hospice, period. In the paragraph, patient is under hospice for end-stage COPD, period. My plan is to share this with the hospital medical director and furthermore, patient was seen for the sole purpose of face-to-face evaluation. One thing I notice is how much weight he's lost. His MAC has dropped to 24 centimeters. He's weak. He's weighing 160 pounds, down about 10 pounds from last face-to-face. He also has a history of dementia, behavioral issues, anxiety, hypertensive heart disease, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, pleural edema. His bowel and bladder incontinent, his PPS is at 40%. Confusion remains at 6E, requires medication to help with anxiety and pain. He also has using oxygen at all times. He has air hunger. The pleural edema is related to his right-sided heart failure. The patient is having a hard time talking to me today, which was not the case before. He's talking about dying soon and the fact that he wants to be he wants to be kept comfortable while, before he dies, period. I encourage him to take his pain medication as he's supposed to and to continue with his NEP treatments and not to give up on life. Overall prognosis remains very poor for this gentleman at this time. Expect to do poorly given natural progression of his disease, period. On top, put down, patient is currently in his 11th benefit period, extending from 8/19/2025 to 10/17/2025. That's on Melvin Joseph again. Thank you.